Look again, spring, summer 2018, Oakland Talking Book Service at RHPL. GoGo Grandparent. GoGo Grandparents is a new service available for individuals uncomfortable with or unable to see or use a smartphone. Founded by Justin Bugard, a millennial interested in helping his grandmother become more independent, GoGo Grandparent connects potential riders with Uber and Lyft drivers using a touch-tone phone. The service is available 24/7 in any city using Uber and or Lyft. To sign up or learn more, visit GoGoGrandParent.com or call 1-855-464-6872. A word from Rochester Hills Public Library's director. Last October, the Oakland Talking Book Service at Rochester Hills Public Library, OTBS at RHPL, celebrated its fifth year of service to Oakland County residents with vision or physical challenges. Prior to 2012, the Oakland County government provided the National Library Talking Book Service, NLS, at its Pontiac location. There certainly have been changes in the service since it came to our library. Because we're a public library and not part of county government, we have more public service hours available to serve you. Our staff is here from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday and from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays during the school year. Our librarians can help you select your next great read, change the parameters on your account, train you to use new technology, or adapt your current devices to your current needs. For the second time in the last 5 years, we are conducting a customer service satisfaction survey. I hope you will take the time to complete the survey so we can more clearly focus our efforts on services you want and need. We need your input. It takes not that long to complete, and it really helps us better meet your needs. Library Director Christine Lindhag. OTBS Survey. Our goal at OTBS at RHPL is to provide you with excellent service. Please complete and return this anonymous survey before March 30th, 2018, and let us know what you think. Thank you for your input. You may complete the survey and fold it in half so the return address and free postage mark appear on the front of the folder. The survey can then be mailed as postage is already paid. You may complete the survey over the phone by calling 248-650-7150 or toll-free at 1-800-774-4542. You may complete the survey online at otbs.rhpl.org/survey. 1. How did you learn about the Oakland Talking Book Service, OTBS? Check all that apply. Friend or family member? Physician. Therapist or social worker, school, senior center, senior resident staff person, flyer, newsletter, or other advertisement. Don't remember? Other. 2. How frequently do you call OTBS? Daily? Weekly? Monthly? Annually? Never. 2A. What was the purpose of your most recent call? Check all that apply. Apply for service? Order books, magazines, or described videos. Ask for recommendations on what to read or view next. Ask about my account. Report a problem with the service. Inquire about new services. Inquire about a program. Make a suggestion. Pleasant conversation. Other. 2B. Overall, how would you rate the service you received? Poor? Fair? Neutral? Good? Excellent. 2C. If you left a voicemail, how quickly was your call returned? Within an hour? Same day? Next working day? Within a week? Never. 3. How frequently do you visit the OTBS at RHPL in person? Weekly? Monthly? Quarterly? Yearly? Never. 3A. What was the purpose of your most recent visit? Check all that apply. Apply for service, use the assistive technology computers, attend a program, report a problem with the service, inquire about new services or programs, make a suggestion, other. 3B. How would you rate the service you received in person? Poor, fair, neutral, good, Excellent. 4. When you receive the OTPS newsletter, do you read it? Yes. Sometimes. No. I do not receive the OTPS newsletter. 5. Are you able to read large print? Yes. Sometimes. It depends on how large and or the contrast. No, but I have someone available to read printed items to me. No. 5A. Are you aware that as an OTPS patron, you are also eligible to receive large print books by mail as free matter for the blind? Yes. No. 5B. If you have used the service, how would you rate your experience? Poor, fair, neutral, good, excellent. Do you know that downloading books and magazines from the Braille and audio reading download service is available to you? Yes. No. 6A. If you have downloaded from Bard, how would you rate your experience with the service? Poor, fair, neutral, good, excellent. 6B. If you've not used Bard, please explain why. Check all that apply. No access to high-speed internet connection. Do not use computers or email services. Prefer to get books through the mail. 7. Are you aware that OTPS offers training and assistance in using assistive technology? Yes. No. 7A. Have you ever received assistive technology assistance or training through OTPS? Yes. No. 7B. If yes, how would you rate your experience with the training service? Poor, fair, neutral, good, excellent. 8. Have you or a family member ever visited the OTPS website? Yes? No. 9. How would you rate your overall experience with the OTPS at RHPL? Poor, fair, neutral, good, excellent. 10. Would you recommend OTPS service to friends and family members? Yes. No. 11. If you were to attend a program at the library, what days and times would be most convenient? Check all that apply. Weekday mornings, weekday afternoons, weekday evenings. Weekend mornings, weekend afternoons. I am not available to come to the library. 12. Comments and suggestions. Name is optional, your phone number is optional, and email is optional. Senior centers. Because helping as many people as possible who are in need of this service is important to us, we are trying to spread the word about everything that the Oakland Talking Book Service can do for those who qualify. Toward that effort, OTPS staff contacted and sent informational packets to approximately 25 senior centers in Oakland County in 2017. The OTPS informational packets contain marketing material such as posters and NLS pamphlets, along with applications to provide information to people who qualify for our services and to people who assist them. If you know any of somebody who would benefit from this service, please let them know about us. You can reach the Outreach Reference Desk at 248-650-7150 or Jennifer at 248-650-5680 or Michelle at 248-650-5681 or visit rhpl.org/OTPS to answer any further questions you have about this service. Support OTPS. Gifts to OTPS are deductible on your federal and state income tax forms to the extent allowable by the law. If you would like more information about how to support OTPS, we invite you to contact us so we can explain the many benefits and strategies for making donations. We wish to thank the following people for their generous gifts to OTPS during 2017. A special thank you to our donors Dr. Rose Marie Schmidt, Grace Brickner, Teresa Mahorn, Ruth Henke. Metro Blind Bowlers. Metro Blind Bowlers is a bowling league for blind, partially blind, and sighted bowlers. They bowl at Mary Bowl Lanes, 309505 Mile Road in Livonia, every other Saturday beginning at 3:30 p.m. Handrails are set up that run from the ball return to the foul line to provide guidance for the bowlers. Bowlers of all skill levels are welcome as the league is fun and provides physical and social opportunities for the blind and physically impaired. The Metro Blind Bowlers will be hosting their 61st annual Michigan Blind Bowling Association State Tournaments at Mary Bowling's this May. Anyone interested in bowling on a blind bowling league can contact Walter at 248-227-7094. OTBS, Oakland Talking Book Service at RHPL, Rochester Hills Public Library, 500 Old Town Road, Rochester, Michigan, 48307. Look again. News from OTBS is also available in Braille by request. The current version of the publication can be found at otbs.rhpl.org. Connect with us on Facebook at rhpl.org/otbsatrhpl. OTBS hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. OTBS closings are April 1st for Easter, May 13th for Mother's Day, and May 26th through 28th for Memorial Days. 1-800-774-4542 or 248-650-7150. Outreach at rhpl.org. Visit us at otbs.rhpl.org. Special reminder, please be sure to paste an address label or write your name and address on the order forms and correspondence you send to OTBS. Occasionally we receive someone's order list without identifying information on it. Also, it's good to know that order forms can be sent for free via the United States Postal Service by writing Free Matter for the Blind or Handicapped in the space where you would normally affix a stamp. Words about OTBS. Every now and again, we get some kind of words about OTBS that stand out, and we'd like to share some of them with you, our reader. Thank you for your kind phone call on how this service works and the promptness of getting it started by Pam J. Thank you so much for lending out the Ruby magnifier, a miracle. It did help me, and how wonderful it is to be able to read a phone number in my medication containers. Hope the snow is not getting you down, by Pauline S. My grandfather is 99 years old and will be turning 100 in March. He has macular degeneration and has enrolled in OTBS for a few years now. This service has brought him much joy, by Tracy S. What a surprise! Someone had sent me this wonderful memoir about Linda Ronstadt. I recently moved to Michigan from South Carolina. The Talking Book staff handled this transition with ease, by Mary Jane M. Metro Blind Bowlers. Metro Blind Bowlers is a bowling league for blind and partially blind and sighted bowlers. They bowl at the Mary Bowl Lanes at 30950 5 Mile Road in Livonia every other Saturday beginning at 3:30 p.m. Handrails are set up that run from the ball return to the foul line to provide guidance for bowlers. Bowlers of all skill levels are welcome, as the league is fun and provides physical and social opportunities for blind and physically impaired. The Metro Blind Bowlers will be hosting the 61st Annual Michigan Blind Bowling Association State Tournament at Mary Bowling's this May. Anyone interested in bowling on a blind bowling league can contact Walter at 248-227-7094.